This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 3.0. I am Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, it's episode 61. And we're going to cover some of the HasCon. Yeah, the new Hasbro replacement for JoeCon and BotCon. The total... Well, we'll get into it. But anyways, if you're keeping count, this episode is technically... If you're keeping count with the original All Things Transformers, which started in August of 2008. Man, it seems like that's been a long time. It is episode 128 then. Theoretically, if I would have recorded this episode every week, as I originally intended to do, and let's just say I skipped like 2 weeks a year. So let's dial it for a minute. 9 years ago, I started this podcast, and yeah, I'm recording it a few weeks late after the 9 year anniversary, but had I actually kept with that schedule, this would have just been regular episodes, not even origins, not even commentaries, not even specials. It would have been episode 450, which is insane because that would be the most I've ever recorded. But that's about half of my actual count at this point. So yeah, we're going to cover some HasCon and some of the new figures and the Transformers Prime Wars with... The Titans Return, and a couple of other things.
Ah, yes. Longtime followers of the podcast will remember Megatron does not like to be trifled with. No.
Yes, that was me. For anyone listening new.
Yes, so, BWTF, Benson Yee, of the legendary Beast Wars Transformers website, or Ben's World of Transformers,
was live tweeting during HasCon, various things that were going on, and funny enough, he was live tweeting some things that were discussed in the panels. And being that I can't be there and I couldn't watch it, I was following him. Some of the things that stood out to me were the Beast Wars news, or the Beast Wars commentaries in the panel. So he writes one of them, Vinny, and I don't have any of the full names for any of these people. I just have whatever he has in the tweet. Not very descriptive, but I kind of glossed over the news, and I went with anything Beast Wars related, so that's what I'm going to read here. So Vinny says, Dinobot was originally created as a Predacon, but had to be moved to balance out the line, which kind of makes sense why they did it in the first episode. He says, also, when thinking of new characters in Beast Wars, they sculpted several, and they had to divide them up. Warden says, Hasbro is always listening to the fandom online, which makes me wonder if they ever listened to this show. Because I've been clamoring for Masterpiece Beast Wars figures for years. And they finally came out with Optimus Primal, Cheetor, and the Dinobots on the way. I'm personally waiting for Megatron in his various incarnations, whether it's the dinosaur, the transmetal dinosaur, the dragon, or the Beast Machines version. Now, if they do the dragon, they got to do the Beast Machines version in it, or all-in-one, or an add-on shell type thing, because they kind of go hand in hand and he still uses it. But personally, like, I like the original beast form, but it was kind of hokey the way they had it created originally. But I would love to have any of the Beast Wars Megatron's figures, if they ever hit Masterpiece, which I'm sure they will eventually, just might be when I'm old. So Vinny also says, coming up with Maximals was harder, as it was inspired by a secretary's Nissan Maxima, which is hilarious that a car created the Maximals. Maximals and Predacons were used to distance themselves from the original line. Management didn't want to call Beast Wars Transformers at first. which, again, funny because they kind of killed the line back in the 80s and the early 90s. Cheetor's prototype connected with kids, so that's why they used him. Ben had the Q&A. Says, can Beast Wars Megatron get a figure update now? And I put, for the love of everything Hasbro, Hascon. Or maybe I should do this differently.
For the love of everything Hasbro, Hascon, please, please, give us a masterpiece of every Beast Wars and Beast Machines Megatron. I've been asking for years. Years.
And then they had a all-time villain battle where every panelist picked their villain that would dominate the like the greatest villain of all time of Transformers, and Beast Wars Megatron wins. And Warden's excuse was he controlled space-time and changed into a giant dragon, so and he's more evil than G1 Megs, partly because Beast Wars rebirthed Transformers. Megatron is a psychopath and a sociopath who acts smooth. He also says a fan of King Kong, which was what led to the idea of a gorilla versus dinosaur, so Megatron was perfect. Beast Wars was created to resurrect Transformers during the Dark Times, as they now call it now. And Vinny believes Beast Wars Megatron is the best villain. And I was like, yes! But Space Ape, who's been doing the Transformers Earth Wars video game, which I haven't been playing as much of as late because A, I don't have time. B, I don't want to play on my phone anymore. And I don't have time, honestly. I have Beast Wars Megatron in the game because I played Decepticon, but among other Megatrons in there and Galvatron and whatnot. They just started having more Beast Wars enter the battle. So you have Primal and Megatron and now Cheetor and Black Arachnia. But they have their Beast Wars form, not that whatever the 10th anniversary figure thing was. And then, of course, they had the Power of the Primes, which I knew it was going to be a gimmick. I just had no idea how much of a gimmick. So what it is they have these cubes, and each one is kind of labeled differently. And what they do is they essentially, they light up, they have a microchip inside, and they are supposedly to power the figures. So, okay, that's kind of cool. But they also had to make it work within the transformations, which was another fun problem for them to solve. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a neat concept. I personally have no need for it. It kind of reminds me of the Star Wars line back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where they had the voice chip kind of key tag thing that would come with the figures, and then they would essentially, you would scan them into this device, and it would play some vocal of the character. Well, I think these do the same thing, but they also power them up and light up and do a variety of things. But they do have the character voices pre-coded on these microchips, which they have inside these cubes in the chest of the figures. So I was kind of enthused in that. And then they have like the Optimus Prime figure. He's about the size of the Masterpiece line. Looks very detailed, looks very similar to the Masterpiece. The only difference is the Power of the Primes, Optimus Prime, it comes with Orion Pax. And you might be asking, what does that have to do with anything? Well, Orion Pax being the precursor to Optimus Prime, you get Prime's trailer, of course, and you get this little figure that is the tractor trailer, you know, semi-truck. It turns into Orion Pax. And so you get an actual Orion Pax figure, which is G1 accurate. Pretty cool. So what happens after that? Well, he combines with his trailer and becomes a full-fledged Optimus Prime. And if I do say so myself, it looks pretty awesome. And Orion Pax's two guns actually go together to become Prime's rifle. I really love the graphics for this leader class evolution of Optimus Prime. I really, really, really enjoy that. So yeah, I would definitely pick that up if I could afford it. But yeah, I'm liking that. And then they've got the Dinobots in this line as well. And as well as the first female Dinobot, Slash. They've got a Micronus with Cloudburst armor, Voyager, Grimlock, Deluxe Dinobots. So you have Slash, Slug, Snarl, Swoop, Grimlock, of course, Sludge. So I like how they got around the copyright. They just put Dinobot in front of them so they can have their original name. It's kind of nice. So, I mean, I was pretty happy to see a lot of that news. And then we get into the other bit of HasCon. And they say they do the Generations panel, where they've got the picture of Optimus Primal holding the Matrix of Leadership. And he's standing among, like, you know, hot rods right next to him. And then you see all these, like, cubes sitting around that go to various figures, and they've got different emblems and different symbols on them, which play the voice chips. And they show Moonracer, which is a female character from G1. The funny thing is even the, and I couldn't understand this art that they were showing off at the panel, but every character had the Decepticon symbol next to their name. And I mean, these were all grayscale images anyway, but then you look at the promo art on the left, and it would have the Autobot symbol. So even if they were Autobots, they had the Decepticon symbol, which was a bit odd to me. Then they had Ripper Snapper, which was an actual Decepticon, so it made sense. Hunger, two characters I just don't care about. And then they showed the Choose Your Next Prime, you know, vote, which they did last January. And so they had Optimus Primal win. And then they show the promo art of Optimus Primal with more of a Transformer-y look, a smoothed out look. But it's still his Beast Wars self with the Autobot symbol on his head. I can't wait to see what they do with that figure, because it looks like they kind of mixed the original, almost like the 10th anniversary figure that was kind of that blocky beast robot type of thing. And they mixed the Masterpiece, and they came up with this. And it transforms, it looks the same in robot mode as the Masterpiece, like, aesthetically. And they show the grayscale image. And so yeah, they have that. And the nice thing, and I couldn't wait to see this, but they're gonna have a special armor for Primal, which has me super excited. He's going to have the ability to turn into beast mode. He's gonna have his katanas. He's gonna have, they're showing how he will essentially be able to turn into the beast, and then he's going to have an exosuit armor, which turns him into Optimal Optimus. And it's a fully detailed Optimal Optimus. Like, it's going to have the Matrix of Leadership in it. It's going to have the Maximal symbol on it. He's going to have the, you know, so the guns will, the cannons on his chest will actually be able to go in his chest. It'll be very show accurate, for the most part, especially for what it is. And that is probably it. And then they have a CG mock-up of it. It looks spectacular. It looks just like the original figure mixed with, like, that recent knockoff that came out that's uber expensive. And he's a triple changer too, so he still turns into the jet, still turns into the beast mode, and still turns into the robot. And they show that this Optimus Primal basically folds up and goes into this thing, which, again, I'm stoked. I really want this. Only thing I can hope is they do this with Megatron as well, because I'm dying for a new Megatron. But yeah, this Optimus Primal, Optimal Optimus figure is probably by far the coolest thing. Plus, they wanted to give him some of the transmetal, like the base transmetal look. And they show Primal's cannon or Optimal's cannons sticking out. And they shortened his the armor things that go on his arms, which I kind of like, because the ones that were on the original toy were just obscenely too long, because they were supposed to be like the battle pop-out armor thing. And these things fit nicely on his shoulder. And then they show the Primal becomes like part of his chest piece, because Primal essentially folds up and becomes part of his chest piece and part of his back and whatnot. But it shows him become the hang glider type thing, the hoverboard that Transmetal Primal would stand on. And so they're using that aesthetic with this as well. So they're kind of incorporating, in a sense, his transmetal and non-transmetal form. So I don't know. I'm kind of really excited for this figure. It makes me wonder what they're gonna do when it comes time for Megatron. Honestly, I'm super pumped for that. So just some of the nice things to look forward to with Transformers in the next year. I have no idea when that's coming out. I didn't check that far into it, so correct me if I'm wrong. But Titans Return premiered a poster with Trypticon. Looks pretty sweet. It's combining the continuing the Transformers Combiner Wars streaming from Machinima. And so they're combining that, again, that classic G1 aesthetics with modern intensity, kind of leading to that new style. But it's going to come in November with 10 episodes, 11 minutes each, which would be kind of nice, because we'll get a nice little Transformers movie out of it. And the first images and poster arrived, and they have the credits on there. And Peter Cullen's going to be Prime, Will Wheaton's going to be Perceptor, Judd Nelson's going to be Rodimus, Jason David Frank is going to be Emissary. Michael Dorn is going to be Trypticon, I believe. Nolan North is going to be in it as well, as Metroplex. Yeah, Michael Dorn will be Fortress Maximus, my bad. And then Combiner Wars returnees, which kind of sucks. They kind of ditched like John Bailey and a bunch of those other guys, but I'm kind of wondering why they decided to go old school with Peter Cullen and not ditch some other people. But anyways, they have Abby Trot coming back as Windblade, Jason Marnosha playing Megatron, Frank Todaro, Starscream, Lana McKissick as Mistress of Flame, Dashy Games, whoever that is, as Menasor, newcomers Matt Pat, no idea, Computron, Rob Dyke, no idea who that is, Devastator, and the viral Conjurer of Chocolate Rain himself, Tay Zonde, who I happen to know who that is, as Chorus of the Primes, which I just imagine it being like an echoey, music-y toned group of the Primes communicating with Optimus. So, yeah, that looks to be promising. I liked the Combiner Wars by the end of it, when Megatron and Prime came into the equation, but time will tell. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do when they hit Prime Wars and having Megatron show up. And so, yeah, we'll just, or Optimus Primal, I mean. So I guess we'll just see what happens in that. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to do this quick little update and kind of do a new show and a little bit of a wrap-up with HasCon being fresh in everyone's minds, and just wanted to reconnect. I kind of missed this show a little bit. TFG1 Mike was going to be here, but unfortunately he's... fortunately for him, unfortunately for me, he's not around. because he's on a little minication. So, yeah, we'll have another update and hopefully some more Transformers news, Transformers Origins, and maybe some commentary stuff coming in the near future. So stay tuned to All Things Transformers. You can find this on AlteredGeek.com as well as GeekCastRadio.com. It'll be on both locations. And, of course, you can always listen on Blog Talk Radio, where you can find it there, or iTunes, or a variety of other places. So you can get a hold of this show specifically on Twitter by AllThingsTFV3. Somebody tried to snipe the AllThingsTF, probably because I have the V3, and tried to act like, oh, I'm All Things Transformers. And I'm like, no, I had it first, dude. I've had it since 2008. he still hasn't changed his name, dirtbag. So, anyways, until next time,
transform and roll out. Yes, imbecile.
We must finalize our victory.
They're headed for our base.
Which means no time to lose. It's time to transform and roll out.
He's here.
No more good friends will be sacrificed to your insane ambition.
The universe cowered once at the name of Megatron, and it shall do so again!
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.